What's a boozy?
Building's a building. Yes. Okay, so lots to talk about beds and 3 weeks, 9 days, but I chose something else, a different topic. Seeing as we're holding now full summer holidays, Shlosh Yom Kriyat Machak, we discuss Hilchos Achak. So we're holding now with the 5 days of the holidays. A few interesting points which I realized last year that people are unaware of, and they get to all aspects of life, which come out usually during the holidays, the Shalas arise. Very simple points, you probably know them all, which is Kedai to Chazorah, because I've noticed people take a hard way of these very posh tzach and various halachas and different topics. The first one is, we know there's a mitzvah before you go on a journey. Why is you on a journey? Tfilas Adarach. Everyone knows, very simple, very easy, you see Tfilas Adarach. What I noticed last year was, but people don't realize, the more you go by foot, especially the younger generation, climb a mountain, go on a walk, go around the lake. If you're walking for 3 miles, which is just under an hour, Baruch, an hour walk, you've got a mitzvah, Tfilas Adarach. People think you go in a car, a plane, a boat, Tfilas Adarach. You go on a walk, very simple walk. You also need to say, Tfilas Adarach, walk far distances, even within, walk from your house, okay, it's not so negaya, London Mall, with hospitals a little bit further out. You could need to say Tfilas Adarach, even on a regular walk, which you don't
have.
Yeah, so usually in the city, but I'm only going to go a little bit out. Edgeworth to Lowell's Green, as already still in. But it can happen a little bit further out. On holidays, for sure. And last time I met people on a mountain, so Tfilas Adarach's in there, we didn't drive far. Forget driving, Tfilas Adarach on the mountain. You're climbing, you're walking, and there's a mitzvah Tfilas Adarach.
Not a distance, it's a time.
It's, no, it is a distance. It's a distance of about 3 miles, 2.9 miles is a parasol.
You think it's our circular walk?
Oh, so then you go into Shiloh, there's half there and half back. So if it's half an hour back, then you say the Abrach, Shemach says the Abrach. If you're walking an hour in one direction, you say regular Tfilas Adarach, no problem. So you go for a 2 hour walk, then Tfilas Adarach. You can be in again, anytime you go walk, lakes, country parks, any of these things. You could say, as far as country park is ready like a built up area. Again, I'm all if it's a proper country park, you're doing an hour walk in one direction, you just, okay, it's hard to know what has been magnitude. If you're going up a mountain, for sure, usually it's not something you see in the car on the way there. But it can be in a gate. The next thing to know is that if you travel, you go from Manchester to London, so you wait till you're out of the area, a little bit along the motorway, before you say Tfilas Adarach. That's a regular journey like that. But if you leave your people have a holiday house in the middle of nowhere, immediately you go along a country road, the zakon is immediate. There's enough stories happened along country roads that already now, so normally you wait for a little bit further out. If it's such a matter, you'd say it straight away. Chazanish Batsam said, when you go in a car, you say it as you get in the car, always. Even when you're going, when you're back to Shalom, straight as you get in the car. The rest of people don't do that, but if you're in the countryside, you're leaving your holiday house, straight away you should say it, because there are many dangers along these roads, even though you were very near. But
there's a house here, a house there.
Yeah, because the actual roads are already Sakona. Any Mokum Sakona, these roads usually are not so well marked. The regular road, not. But if you come to a proper country road, then you're traveling along the best of country roads. There's been many stories. Therefore, you want to, if you've got a Sakona, if you beheld them in a Sakona, there's no problem. But if you think there's any room to think the Sakona, then you should say it straight away as you're leaving. Right, the next shaila, which is completely unrelated again, as we said, just different shailas I've noticed, is the shaila netil sidayim, washing for bread. Now, the best is, this is my the best eats, and everyone should always do this, when you go out anywhere, you get in the car, you're on a journey, down, on holiday, you should always bring with you a bottle of water, a cup, you have no shailas. People always have this shaila, go here, go there, use the river, use the lake. Bring the bottle, water, never shine. Someone who doesn't, even if you're doing rivers, lakes, the problem arises, why did I think of this? Because last year I met someone by the beach and I said to them, mind bringing water? I bring water to a beach. Doesn't make sense, they bring water by the beach. Anyway, so what he did was this poor fellow, he went to the beach, He made Al Tavila Tidayim, because we were doing it in the sea. He dipped his hands in, onto Al Tavila Tidayim. And then he, very sweet man, filled up the bucket to bring water back for his wife to wash. Problem is, you can't do Netilat Tidayim with seawater. Any water which is not royal, Shtiyas Kelev, dog can't drink it, it's too salty. You can't do Netilat Tidayim. So he was fine, that's usually how it works. His wife Nebuch was the one who made the problem. But she was using the water, he had filled out. You gotta be careful. He comes to a beach, you see the whole time. When I lived this, it was like a shock to me. You always see by the beach going back. One guy gets to wash and he brings water to everyone else. You can't do that. Everyone off you go, it could be sometimes far. All the way off you go, go all the way to the sea, dip your hands in, al tavila sidayim, then you can eat. If you don't want to do that, bring the water from home. But you can't take water from the sea and wash for that. Which again, it's very negia. Like I said, I saw people last year doing this wrong.
Guys, salt is here,
all seawalls, yeah, not rivers and lakes, so seawalls, beach. The guy was a double chacham, he's lived many years, but he didn't realize, he didn't think about it. Could be new, he just didn't put two and two together. There's water, great water. Rivers as well, last year by a river, we're clearing from, we washed, we're not washed. It was quite a murky river. It wasn't terrible, but he started wondering, is it Rosh Chaskelev? If it's Nishtanu, the colors changed out from mud. It's also a problem, I'm only from starving, we have to wash, we have to eat now. So the best is, you bring with a bottle of water, cup, yeah, the show. Yeah, don't mention that. And I was going to say it myself.
What did they even do with the morning when you shook it up?
Wait, Chris himself?
Yes.
There state water came out of the wall. Fresh water.
Fresh
water came out of the wall. They drank it. He has to use it for washing.
And the cup. All that linen.
The next shayla again. This forget people are very machmir in the chiz. Nice to be machmir, but it's not so washing. It should be machmir. And as people don't like to use disposable cups for washing, it's a big chiddush to say you can't use a disposable cup. It's more than a big chiddush. It's kamat wrong to say you can't use it. There were gedolim who tried to avoid it. For sure, we should avoid it. But say the Mishulchan Aruch says you use kli gedolim. Kli gedolim is obviously made out of the cheapest, worst sort of material you can ever use. And the only thing he comes by in Tizai himself, which is not clean, it's got a hole in it. Something that's perfect, the plastic cup, has got another hole in it. It's not worse than a clean garage. So you can't say that he comes by in Tizai. There's a shayla with other things, like Kiddush. Like Kiddush is different. Kiddush is in the Choshev HaKoyz. It's B'Choshev. It's called to Kiddush. Here's not in the Choshev, it's not in the clean. It's a valid clean. Punkt, you might chuck it out after a short time, but it doesn't take away, it doesn't compromise the fact that it's a proper clean, the fact that you're going to get rid of it at one point. So plastically, before you can use the disposable cup. But again, if you bring with a bottle of water, you might as well bring with a hard plastic cup. Don't bring with a glass one. Hard plastic cup, and then you have no shadows at all. You've got the cup, the water, you're fine, everything's sorted, no shadows at all.
Yeah, but can you pour straight from the bottle?
Yeah, you can pour straight from the bottle as well. It should come out in one flow, which is easy to do, it shouldn't go click. But you can pour it from the bottle. That's no problem at all. And if you get stuck, again, this happened to me last year, if you're down to very minimal water, then you've got to wash for the reveres. But you don't have to use the whole reveres. Now, I'm not even sure what a reveres is. Whatever you decide your reveres is, you fill it up. You don't have to use the whole thing. It's got to be a reveres. The water washed over your hands must be from a reveres. You don't have to use a reveres. So you're really tight, you fill up a cup, and everyone washes just what they need, and you keep filling up to top it up to reveres, and it usually is a reveres. And then many people can use the same water, just it broke down, everyone used a little bit. But you don't have to empty the whole cup. See, it's people.
Wash 2 pounds of the reveres?
Yeah, okay, if you depends how quick you are. Yeah. So the Gemara says you can actually wash both hands twice with one reveres.
Really?
And it's 4 hands. So I tried it, guys, when we learned this at the Kodal. And if you do it, if you move your hand very fast, if you do it at the right angle and move it very fast, no, the real shear reveres, which is even smaller, which is much smaller, you can still manage that. I tried with the smallest shear of his, which is smaller in Kamala, and I might have managed. It was a bit of a struggle, but we managed to get the whole hand. Sorry?
As well?
Yeah, the whole hand. You have to set it up right and plan it well, but it can be done. But if these situations, I'm sure you can use more. So you don't have to use to empty the whole cup. You can use the whole cup, and the next day it's got stuck with water. But, again, there's enough water, you don't have any problems. Okay. My next shayla, again, completely unrelated, is regarding to Irvin. Irvin, there's many halachos on Irvin, but if you go to a place where you've got no shower at all, you go to a hotel and wash it. So your hotel is a kosher hotel in the middle of nowhere, but it could be not in the holidays, it could be any time of the year. Now, you're in a building, there's machitz all the way around, no problem, go carry as much as you like, no problem at all. Problem is, Irv Chatzeris. When you have two yidden together, they've got to make an Irv with matzahs for Shabbos. Now, if you have one yid, you don't need to do it. You have one yid with a million goyim, no problem. No erchatzeres. Once you've got another yid, you've got to give erchatzeres. It's one of the few times where you meet another yid and you get upset. Comes Friday night, you're walking along the hotel with whatever you're walking along, you meet another yid, you're like, oh no. Because now, you're halting, you put it down now, you're stuck. There's no more carrying in now of your room. Your room is yours, carrying your room. But no more out of the room, because you didn't make erchatzeres. Yes, you made the chumrah. Maybe you can always just do it, that's a suffix. But if you meet another yid, it's happened countless times, people go to the hotel to make erchatzeres. You know, Shabbos afternoon, they're sitting there, whatever they're doing, they've got the kids are playing balls and cars and everything, they're learning, and suddenly you see another yid. That's it. Everything stays exactly where it is. So you must bear in mind this, if you go to a place, the easy thing to do is make an erev al suffix, don't make a bracha. So say, I mean, you don't need to make a bracha.
You don't have to know.
No, I'm exactly the past. If there's another yid, I don't know if the yid is. And then I'm doing erev chatzeres. But you've got to be aware, it's one of the few times where you meet another yid, suddenly the whole balloon pops. It's the same with Yom Tov. If you come from Eretz Yisrael, it goes to the middle of nowhere, you can keep one day. Until he comes to a yeshu of people that keep 2 days, the guy comes, they want to arrange his whole hotel in Greece, with a whole load of Israelis, they came second day Yom Tov. And that was one day, they didn't come to a yeshu of Eden, they went to the hotel, and when they got there, there was one other yid there, from Chuzlar, it's in the hotel. So now all these people, they came, for them, they thought it was the end of Yom Tov. Second day Yom Tov, they keep one day, they wouldn't buy a yeshu of Eden, they met one person in the hotel, that's it, Yom Tov again for all of them. I think it was the Pesach, that's if I met, it was very exciting. These are the times where, unfortunately, you don't want to meet another yid. Usually you do like to meet another yid, but the Erev Chatzeres, you've got to watch out. I'm really going into shaila and problems with that. Another shaila, which is very common, again, last year many people had this shaila. You go away for Shabbos, and you pack everything up. You're ready for Shabbos, no problem. Then, just for Shabbos, you realize you've got no wine. Now, there are eitzes of making a Chamah Medina, but Chamah Medina, you have to always know, you're entering a huge zone of sfeikas. The whole Chamah Medina is a sfeik. Plenty of shemot, you can't do Chamah Medina. Even though we're passing, you can, as a shabbat, what is Chamah Medina? So you're already holding about a double suffix, whatever you're going to be using. So Chamah Medina is always there to avoid. The easiest eitzah, which is very practical and very easy, is go down to your local Tesco, buy grapes, you squeeze them, seichot odam, ashen shalanovim, kashalovim, that's the best. Go get grapes from any local store, and squeeze them out, you've got no problem at all. Make kiddush on it, fresh grape juice. You can't squeeze them, of course, and Shalom told me, he told us, he said, you guys came to visit him on Shabbos, and he said, where's your wine for Shabbos morning? He said, here, I have a whole bunch of grapes. You can't squeeze them on Shabbos. He's got a plan to squeeze them on Shabbos. You can't squeeze them on Shabbos, but that's the simplest eitzah. After you run into Shailas and making kiddush on Chalas, making kiddush on Chamah Medina, which again, a huge area of Suffolk, many, many problems, for sure, good eye to avoid. But clearly, you bring with your wine, you don't have your wine, you squeeze the grapes, and it hasn't got the strength of grape juice. People are making use grapes sometimes. Sometimes you've got dinner like wine, no problem at all.
Oh, you
pass as well, you're running into Shabbos.
Yeah.
Pass is also not great. There's nothing like wine. Wine always, that's the king. So if you can arrange it, it's very easy, by grapes. There's eight that I've given many people again and again, who stuck for wine. That easy. Grapes, squeeze them. You buy plenty, you need much more than you imagine, because you don't get all of it. Grape juice. You buy as many as you can afford, or get in your car. You squeeze them out, no problem. Another shaila, people go away with Shabbos, and they realize last minute that they forgot another thing, Shabbos candles. Or, even more again, they bought Shabbos candles, but they're in a place where they can't light it, it's illegal, it's going around, they can't do it. Many problems, you can't light Shabbos candles. So here, very simple eitzah. Come out, all the boys can hold, Ruben, Zulah, Mamsh, all the boys can hold, that you can make a brocha and light, any light you like, fluorescent, the old type, the new types, LED. There are those who are super about the bracha, and Rosh Temuch has a Shuvah, others about the bracha. The Maizer, Rilashah, Shem, Zam, and Ramosha, the main poiskim we normally go with, held, you can make it on the light, no problem. Why? It's not like Chalikah's din in Eish, it's din in a mirror and a flame. That's why it's a shadow of electrical menorah, even though that it's not in Ganson out, but we don't use electrical menorahs. If I Shabbos din in Oyer, there's ought to be Oyer. We spoke about this in the morning once, and someone told me afterwards, he saw children, Rabbi Lutam, but someone who didn't have any light. Rabbi Lutam said, you've got, he had a stone, it was very bright. He said, uncover the stone. Anytime you cause light, the Etzim Yotzi and Mitzvah Lokas Neis. Now again, the Brocha, the others were. Choy should not take a Brocha. Lemaisi, Yizicha can't make a Brocha. Someone doesn't make a Brocha, fine, don't make a Brocha. He said, Yotzi and Mitzvah of Lokas Neis. So you come to a place, there's no light, or fire house, or whatever it is, hotels, hospitals, no problem, you put on any electrical light, and now you'll be able to do that. It's got to be that this light adds proper light. It's just like it gives these little electrical tea lights possible. Those are a complete waste of time. You should not make a bracha mat. You put them on, you go on the side table, you even know they're there or not. It's got to be this moist oil, which is very easy. Electrical lights, you put it on anywhere. Switch it off, I can't, you can do it in the toilet, any of these places where you need the light, or hallway where you mind for using the light, then you have no problem at all. Another shalom again, the Shabbos is a tchum, and doesn't forget, tchum not to walk out more than 2,000 hours, which is about 2,000 steps. People are usually aware of this, although there's been times where people have gone further, and that's it, you basically have to stay there for the whole Shabbos. And you can't even bring the guy food, you're a bit stuck, he's there, and he's anyway. Anyway, so therefore you've got to remember, tchum Shabbos not to go so far, on Shabbos as well.
Where does that start?
Oh, this is a big shaila. If you are in a town, obviously from the edge of the town, if you're in a holiday house, then it gets tricky, because I'm always another holiday house a bit down the road, or there's one of the shops a bit further, bus stop, so where do you count it? How do you work it? There's also a chalik shishem where it goes straight, it goes on the road. So yeah, there are many, many sfeikas here. If you do go to such a place, print out a map, go to someone who knows, and sit down and work it out, it's not so far, so you want to get out a little bit on Shabbos, you're ready to enter in Shabbos. So it's a good day to properly plan it beforehand, you know exactly how far you can go on Shabbos. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Where's
the
mic? Here?
Yeah.
Thank you.